With its equipment linked to sparking deadly and catastrophic wildfires, PG&E started unplugging large parts of the state when conditions warranted. The company says it will take an estimated 8 to 10 years to upgrade its transmission and distribution system until preventative outages are no longer necessary. Jeff Daigle, chief electrical engineer with the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, said making PG&E's electrical system less disaster-prone is mainly about preventing contact with vegetation.
Generally, the steel towers and the conductors that are suspended from them are resilient to normal wind loading and things like that. But you do need to make sure that the trees and the brush and whatnot are adequately cleared from the transmission line right of way.
The other main task, Daigle said, more frequent replacement of wooden poles that lose strength over time.
Under these extreme conditions where you have high wind and dry vegetation, that it's really a risk mitigation strategy.
Daigle said the transmission and distribution lines built in California and elsewhere are pretty much built to the same standards. The other safety wrinkle? Small solar and wind systems feeding power back into the grid.
It's creating a more complexity in the protection and control schemes.
Later this morning in San Francisco, the State Public Utilities Commission is expected to launch an investigation into this year's public safety power shutoffs. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.